Yes, all the world knows of Superman's amazing feats. But many have never heard the story of Superman's first adventure. In June 1938, the very first story ever published about Superman appeared in Action Comics number one. Here then, from this very first historic issue, the complete story of Superman's first adventure. Telegraph lines broadcast to the world news of a terrible disaster. The Valley Hole Dam is cracking under the strain of a huge downpour. Should it give way, a mountain of water will sweep down the valley, killing thousands and destroying the fertile land. In the office of the Daily Planet.
Kent, get me Clark Kent.
He isn't in the office.
Well, look for him, Lois, and have him report to me before I lose my mind.
Why not have me handle the assignment?
Can't. It's too important. This is no job for a girl.
Oh, no job for a woman, hmm? I've half a mind to...
Lois encounters Clark outside the newspaper office.
Oh, Clark Kent. You're just the man I'm looking for.
You mean you're actually glad to see me?
I should say I am. Would you do me a favor and cover an assignment for me?
Would I? You know I'd do anything for you.
Good. Go to the city hospital's maternity ward. Mrs. Mahoney is expecting sextuplets.
What a story. Thanks, Lois. You're a peach to let me handle this.
Later.
One round-trip ticket to Valley Ho, please.
At the city hospital, Clark Kent learns that no Mrs. Mahoney is registered there.
That's strange. Say, I wonder if Lois is by any chance pulling a double cross. I'd better get right back to the office.
You brainless idiot. Greatest news story in months on the fire, and you waste your time at a hospital.
But Chief, I didn't
know... The worst part of it is that the last train for Valley Ho has already left. Kent, report to the cashier. You're fired.
But Kent has other plans. When alone, he strips off his outer garments and stands revealed in the Superman costume.
Now, forget that story.
From atop the great Daily Planet building, a weird figure leaps out into the night. Huge distances are swiftly covered by it with giant leaps.
Looks like the train headed for Valley Ho. Well, hello, train, and goodbye! If Lois thinks she's going to scoop me, she's badly mistaken.
With the speed of light, he reaches the railroad trestle.
What the?
A torrent has loosened the bridge's supports, causing the tracks to tilt, making a wreck inevitable. The warning whistle of the approaching train is heard. Without a moment's hesitation, the cloaked figure mounts a peak of the rocks and dives forward.
No time to lose.
Seizing the bridge's supports, Superman presses up, up, until the tracks level. Superman holds the bridge rigid until the train passes over. After which he permits it to crash. Lois, among other passengers, rushes to the windows.
What was that?
The bridge collapsed. An instant earlier, we'd have been killed.
At the next junction, send a warning that the bridge is out. We must warn the other trains.
When Valley Ho is reached, Lois fights her way through the mob at the station.
It looks like everyone except me is trying to get away. Patsy! Oh, will you give me a lift to the dam?
You can have the car, lady. I'm taking a train out of here.
Lois drives the taxi at top speed. The dam is not far distant. Atop the dam, Superman has been battling like mad to keep it from breaking.
If I can only hold out a little longer, most of the people hereabouts will have cleared out. It's beginning to give.
Suddenly, with a great roar, the huge dam collapses. Superman leaps above the water's turbulent fury. But Lois finds herself directly in the path of the great, irresistible flood of onrushing water.
Tom, the dam is gone. I haven't a chance.
A car in the flood's path with a girl inside. I've got to save her.
But before Superman can reach the auto, it is caught up and swept along by the flood. Trapped within the car, Lois appears doomed to a watery death. Till Superman, upon reaching it, tears the auto apart and rises with Lois in his arms toward the water's surface. Powerful strokes bring them to shore. Instantly, Superman is off like a shot, racing the flood. He catches up with its beginning and passes it. It is a fantastic race with the lives of thousands at stake, with Superman in the lead. Ahead of the raging, rushing torrent, he springs to a high pinnacle. Then pits his tremendous strength against a great projection of rock. Before Superman's might, the huge mountain peak cracks and cascades downward in the face of the flood. The avalanche of rock crams shut the mountain gap below, cutting off, diverting the flood to another direction, away from Valley Hole Town.
Phew! Barely in time.
Oh, you did it. You saved all those people. Oh, I could just kiss you. As
lady,
a matter
lady,
of fact, I
lady,
will.
Please. Wow, what a kiss.
A super kiss for a Superman.
Suddenly, sweeping Lois off her feet, Superman leaps outward.
Enough of that. I've got to bring you back to safety, where I'll be safe from you.
The first time you carried me like this, I was frightened. Just as I was frightened of you. But how I love it. Just as I love you.
When Valley Hole Town is reached...
Oh, don't go. Stay with me, always.
Perhaps we'll meet again!
Later.
Hello, Chief. This is Clark Kent calling from Valley Hole. Yeah, I got here by airplane and have some sensational news. Am I rehired? Okay, connect me with the rewrite man.
As Clark leaves the phone booth, he encounters...
Lois, that wasn't a nice stunt you pulled on me. But I still like you.
Oh, who cares? The spineless worm. I can hardly bear looking at him after having been in the arms of a real he-man.